Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Destiny. May I start by having your zip code so I can pull up your account?
Sure, Destiny. 15015.
And that was 15015.
15.
I have your first and last name.
George McKee.
Hey, just hold one moment. And I'm still here, just one moment. Okay, will you verify your shipping address for me?
633 Centerview Road, Bradford Woods, PA.
Okay, I do see here you have this Wi-Fi booster, and it's showing that you have already been fully refunded.
No, I haven't been fully refunded. That's why I was transferred to you. Unless she explained it to me wrong, there were actually two charges to my credit card. One on January 3rd, she said she could not refund back. She could only do the one that I guess was charged yesterday, and that's when she transferred me to you. And I'd like that $54.97 from January 3rd refunded to my card. I don't agree at all that I was told that I was signing up for any sort of, you know, ongoing payment.
Yes, I do understand, and I am the supervisor over the floor. I do see where you were fully refunded for that most recent charge. Now, the reason why you was billed is because you paid that $7.45. They shipped it out to you as a gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store, and within 48
hours.
Well,
that's not what I was. That was not what I was led to believe through the marketing piece. And I remember specifically it said, "Take this online survey, and then you'll get this free Wi-Fi thing. All you have to pay is shipping." It didn't say, "Get this Wi-Fi thing, pay sevens whatever, and then sign up for an ongoing thing." And so, Destiny, long and short of it is, because I've got a call in 2 minutes that's starting, I'd like you to refund that. If you can't refund it, I'm going to call the credit card company and tell them that this was a fraudulent charge.
Okay, I do understand,
so
but it wouldn't
you,
be
can you help
fraud
me out on it?
Because we all of your information
well,
does matches. But what I can do for
I
you,
think it's very
I can
misleading.
Offer you
yes.
a 35% refund.
No, you can offer me 100% refund, and that's the only thing that I'm going to accept.
Okay, what I can do for you, I can offer you a 50% refund.
No, you've got to go. It's got to be 100% or I'm just going to take it up with the card company. And I'm sorry,
okay.
you sound like a very nice person, but I think this is, I just think it's so misleading and wrong how that whole thing was presented.
Okay, I did fully refund you. And it will appear in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Great. Thank you so much for your help. I really do appreciate you. You sound like a very nice person, and I wish you all the best.
And I have confirmation.
Okay.
For you to write as well.
Okay. Go ahead.
And it will be C for Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
258.
Mm-hmm.
669. 669? That's correct. 143.
143. Okay. Thank you so much for the help.
You're welcome. And is there anything else that I may help you with today?
No. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You as well. And thank you for calling customer support. And you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.